Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Garwin Lenander. I'm doing a solo today. I let Leanne have the day off because we have got a big anniversary coming up. It's number 50 tomorrow. So I let her have the day off. So I'm working. But that's been standard for us. You know, I carry the whole load. Unfortunately, that's not true. Anyway, I want to talk about something today that's a little different. And being that what I'm going to talk about, Leanne is not supposed to be here, so I'm going to do it alone. I have a question. Do you have any lazy money? What do I mean by lazy money? Do you have money that's not earning a good return? If you have money that's in CDs, savings accounts, money markets, or I call it mattress money, you're not getting a very good return. Right now, the CDs are less than 1% for some of them. Some are 1.5%. Big deal. Unfortunately, many of the seniors have over the years traditionally put their money in CDs. But when they try to get them out to live on that money, they're not getting a return. And then with inflation, even though inflation has been very small, they're falling farther and farther back in terms of their purchasing power of the dollar. A couple interesting statistics have jumped up in the last week that I found, and I'm going to quote them to you. If you have a couple who's age 65, there's a 50% chance that one will live to 92. And there's a 25% chance that one will live to 98. Now, what's the problem? The problem is, very likely, with lazy money, you're going to run out of money. And then what are you going to do? We know that Social Security is in trouble. So Social Security is probably not your solution. And most people who have a couple $100,000, $300,000, $500,000, and that's money that they're going to use to retire on, and they're not getting a return, and they're going to start pulling 3, 4, maybe 5% of those pools of money out for the next 20, 30 years, well, they're going to run out. They're pure and simply going to run out. What do they need to do? The question is, then, where do you put your nest egg? What do you put it in to make sure that you don't run out of money? And that's the thing. If you think about, are you happy with what your returns have been for the last 6 or 8 years? There's where the big bugaboo has hit. In 2008, the market went down 52%. In 2008, the market was down 52%. If you had the bulk of your money in those kinds of stocks, mutual funds, etc., you lost your shirt. It's that simple. So now what do you do? Where do you put that nest egg? What do you do with that lazy money? How do you make sure that that doesn't happen again? We know now this fiscal cliff is hanging over all of our heads. The market is market's afraid. This last week, the market has been bad. Let's put it blunt about it. And so what's going to happen to the people who are relying on these dollars to live on for the rest of their life? And I'm going to go back and say that thing again. In 2008, the market lost 52%. About 12, 14 years ago, I started selling what's called an index annuity. Not really sure I understood them very well. I thought they were going to be good, and I was doing it. I had a very close friend who came to me one time and he said, "I've got almost $60,000, and I don't want to put in any risk. What do I do with it?" So we talked about the index annuity. Well, he said, "I don't know." But anyway, I convinced him. He put it in there. About 5 years later, 6 years later, he called me. And he said, "You know that index annuity that you talked me into putting my money in?" I said, "Yes." Now I'm thinking I'm going to get spanked for something that wasn't, what's the matter? He said, "You know, it did exactly what you said it would do. It had growth, but when the market went down in 2008, it didn't go down." He said, "You saved my money. You were smarter than I thought you were," which I thought was a compliment from him, because that's about as good as he's ever going to give me. But let's talk about an indexed annuity. An indexed annuity is a product put out by a life insurance company that says you get all of the ups of the market, but none of the downs. I've talked about these over the years, but let me say it again. You get the ups of the market, but none of the downs. In other words, if the market goes up, you get those ups. If the market goes down, it stays where it was. Now, let's talk about annuities a little bit. People don't like annuities. Traditionally, when they talk about annuities, people say, "Oh, I don't like annuities." Well, why don't you like annuities? Well, I don't know. I think people don't like them because they don't understand them. More than anything else, I think they don't understand what an annuity can do. So let's just talk a little bit about an annuity this morning. Annuities are, as I said, they're put out by a life insurance company. They are guaranteed to protect your principal at all times, no matter what happens. Now, many times people have bought variable annuities, and they've been burnt with the variable annuities, because the variable annuities are like the stock market. They go up and they go down. Index annuities never go down. One of the things that we talk mostly about index annuities are really designed to provide income, but they do have other benefits. They're always tax deferred. In other words, you don't pay current taxes on them. You have access to your principal. They're guaranteed, as I keep saying, never to lose in a down market. And they can provide a lifetime income. I have a book that I've got a bunch of them. It's a book called The Retirement Miracle by Patrick Kelly. It's about 100 pages. It's very simple reading. You can read it in a good half hour, 45 minutes. Part of it talks about index life insurance, and the other part talks about index annuities. If you're interested, I'd be willing to send one of these booklets out to you. You need to call me and leave me your address, and I will drop one in the mail. I've got 20 of them. I don't expect I'm going to get 20 calls, but I can always get more if I need them. If you're interested, it's very good reading because it does talk about the benefits of index annuities. Call me at 651-436-3997. 651-436-3997, and I'll drop one of these booklets in the mail to you. It will give you, if you got some lazy money, this was a good way for you to look at what you've got and to say, this might be a place where I could put some money at no risk. Now, let's go back and let's keep saying this. Lazy money. Money does not ever go backwards. I also saw another statistic that I found very interesting. It showed putting $1,000, actually showed putting $100,000, but we'll just do $1,000, into an account. And every year, the first year we had a 10% down. The next year we had a 10% up, and then a 10% down, and a 10% up, 10% down, a 10% up. We got all done at the end of 10 years, and you would think that 10 up and 10 down would make we still have $1,000. Wrong. You only have $950. You lose 5% of the money. Because when you go down 10%, you don't have that full principal to start back with. So you lose money every year, you have loss of principal. That's where the index annuity makes so much sense over just taking returns. And that, I'd like to show anybody who wants to see those numbers. I'm fascinated by that because it just obviously looks like, well, 10% up, 10% down every year, they come out the same. No, they don't. You lose money over that period of time. You lose 5% over a 10-year period, and a 10 up and a 10 down. So if you're interested in that booklet, that's not a booklet, it's a book, to call Retirement Miracle, give me a call at 651-436-3997. Now, let's go back and talk a little bit about annuities again. Annuities are always issued by a life insurance company. Annuities always guarantee your absolute safety of principal. In other words, when the market goes down, you never suffer any loss of principal. Any crediting to the principal means that market has gone up. That's your new base. That money is now guaranteed that you will not lose any of that. So in other words, let's say you start with $1,000. At the end of the first year, you have a 10% return. Now you have $1,100. That is your new base principal. That is what is set, that you will never be below the $1,100 again. As I said before, many people always, when I talk to them about annuities the first time around, they say, oh, annuities. Why? I don't like annuities. Well, I think a lot of that comes from people, not, number one, don't understand it, but number two, they really hear this from the investment people saying, oh, annuities are bad. Oh, annuities are always bad. You never want to get involved in an annuity. No, that's not true. Annuities have a very special place in the conservative investment philosophy. There are some very good new index annuities out there that are investing in new types of investments, and I'm just very real pleased to see some of these things that they're doing, because they're going into areas such as precious metals, and they're going into foodstuffs, and they're going into things like that, oil explorations, rather than the old traditional stock market, which we've always had the investments go into in the United States. But they're going out and they're aggressively finding new places to market their annuities and use some additional areas to fund those annuities. If you have any questions about annuities and you really don't understand them, or you want further explanation, always give me a call and be delighted to talk to you about them, because I really think they're great in the right situation. If you came to me and said, I got $1 million, I want to put it all in annuities, I'd say, No, I don't think so. But maybe 100 of that million wouldn't be all bad, because it gives you a base. I'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. If you're interested in that little book, The Retirement Miracle, give me a call at 651-436-3997. I'm not there, just leave me your address and I'll drop it in the mail to you. You could always call back and we can discuss it. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts, now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.